Wednesday, July 26th. The Eagleton story was the big deal today. The president had me follow up with Dole and McGregor to order them to have no discussion on this at all, even with their intimates or their staffs. And we had quite a bit of discussion as the day went on about the significance and what was going to happen. There's still total disagreement as to what the effect's going to be, and nobody really can measure it. Eagleton and McGovern seem to be playing it about as totally wrong as they possibly could. The president called Bush and told him to really zap Waldheim on the criticism of bombing the dikes, and then said if Waldheim raises the question of the president coming to the UN at any time, simply give him a flat no. On the political side, the president feels that we need a fundamental shift in our strategic thinking, that we've been convinced that a small vote helps conservatives and a large vote helps the left wing, but this time we have a different situation. The Sendlinger question shows a much higher intention to vote on the part of McGovern preferers than those who prefer the president. We have to assume that the McGovern people will come out regardless. This year, for the first time since 52, a big vote helps us, a small vote helps McGovern. He's won the primaries on a small vote. So we need to stir up the Nixon faithful and our people. We can't increase our share of the vote. So we have to get that vote enthusiastic and get it out, which requires a reevaluation of where we go in scheduling. Continuing July 26th. Making the point that we, in a fundamental shift in our strategy, we have to get our vote out with a massive get-out-the-vote drive because McGovernites are sure to vote and ours aren't. Plus, we've got to get the anti-McGovernites a reason to be for us. We have to fire up the Democrats for Nixon. We have to activate the silent majority against the activist minority. Therefore, the president above the battle theory becomes very dangerous unless our people are stirred up. The Wallace thing apparently still going on from yesterday. The president talked to Conley, and on the basis of that, he wants to have someone from our side call on Snyder about the busing plank, and also have McGregor or someone say something about Wallace's influence, that he's made a constructive contribution to the debate and so forth, to get out that he's been heard. So I'm going to have Haig brief Wallace, give him our views on national defense, tell him how helpful he's been, appreciate his speaking against the bug-outers and so forth. We got word that Wallace is going to announce at noon today, which he did, that he would not attend the American Independent Party convention, and that on Saturday he will announce that he won't be a candidate and will not run, etc. Rogers called concerned about the end of the war resolutions, thinks we're building to a major problem on this, that the Speaker Albert now feels he has to support the Doc Morgan position of going along with the Democrats, and that maybe the President should involve himself more with the Speaker on this. End of July 26th.